You could keep it going by nourishing the sun god. How many people were sacrificed in Aztec domains in a year? Nobody really knows. Cortes estimated, or his secretary estimated, about 20,000. The figure is probably high. One thing is quite certain. It seems, for many years, that the Aztec have been accused of being cannibals. Even the great American historian who wrote The Conquest of Mexico, William Prescott, talked about sumptuous banquets of human flesh. If the Aztecs ate any flesh, it was purely for ritual purposes. After the sacrifice, the body was tumbled down the steps of the pyramid, the head cut off and displayed on a skull rack nearby, and the body dismembered. But there doesn't seem to have been widespread consumption of human flesh. By the time of the Spanish Entrada, in 1519, Aztec society was moving ever closer to a rigidly stratified class system, with a despotic monarch, nobles, merchants, and warriors forming distinct segments of society. It was a society that was probably under a lot of stress. It was preoccupied with war, and with prestige, and with the placation of the sun god, with the sacrifice of human victims' hearts. By all accounts, the empire was an uneasy patchwork of tribute kingdoms, many of whom resented the harsh demands of their masters and were ripe for rebellion. And it's very interesting to speculate what would have happened had not Hernán Cortés arrived in 1519. How long would Aztec society have continued before it collapsed? One thing is certain, it would have collapsed because simply of the volatility of these states. It would have overstressed itself, and some state on the periphery eventually would have prevailed. But in the event, the Spanish conquistador Hernán Cortés and a few adventurers arrived at the gates of Tenochtitlan in 1519. The Aztec ruler, Moctezuma, had heard stories earlier of mountains on the sea. And when Cortés arrived, he sent emissaries to look. They took with them the regalia of the feathered serpent Quetzalcoatl. Why? Because Moctezuma was convinced that Cortés was the returning Quetzalcoatl. Because Aztec legends said, when Tula collapsed, the Toltec city, and remember that the Aztecs claimed ancestry from the Tula, from the Toltecs, it is said that there was great controversy between the followers of the feathered serpent and a militaristic god called Tezcatlipoca. Tezcatlipoca's followers prevailed. The feathered serpent fled from Tula, came to the Gulf of Mexico, where he crafted a raft of serpents and sailed over the horizon, vowing to return in the year one reed. By grotesque historical coincidence, Hernán Cortés arrived on the coast of Mexico in the year one reed. So it's small wonder that Moctezuma assumed that this was a returning Quetzalcoatl, determined to seize his throne, perhaps returning in vengeance. The emissaries were very puzzled when Cortés rejected their gifts, threw them in irons, and fired cannons. The rest of the story is famous. Cortés and his motley army of adventurers, bolstered with rebellious states, advanced inexorably to the highlands, while Moctezuma vacillated. And, in the end, the Spanish prevailed. After a bloody siege in 1521, Mesoamerican civilization, in the form of Aztec civilization, passed into historical oblivion. And in this lecture, we've described the ancestors of the Aztecs, Monte Alban, Teotihuacan, the Toltec, and then finally, the remarkable rise of Aztec civilization, the ultimate expression of Mesoamerican civilization, a ruthless, tribute-driven empire which existed to to nurture the sun god in a cyclical world. And in the end, as the Aztec prophesied, this world ended in tragedy and chaos.